Welcome to this week's Humane Society News Show. This is Tina and
Corey.
Corey, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Well, I certainly cannot complain.
Good. Because if you wanted to complain, I'd probably tell you never mind.
Forget I asked.
Yeah. No one wants to hear that.
That's right. That's right. So, what all has been going on?
Woo. Busy.
Yeah, other than school's right? Getting ready to start.
Yes. I'm getting more motivated for that. I think last week when we were talking, I wasn't super motivated about it, but
okay. So I know that you used to work in retail, and mm-hmm. you and I discussed in the past about people being patient when it comes to going out shopping during the holiday time.
Yeah.
That probably has to apply for now. I mentioned this on my other show, yeah, the other day. But would you agree with that?
Yes, and working in two different retail environments that were real heavy into back to school, yeah, you have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is you have to be patient when you're adopting an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because it's kind of funny. I saw somewhere was doing like a back to school, what was it? Back to school kitten adoptions or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting because usually like this time of year, everybody's rushing around getting school clothes and supplies and things like that. And I never really thought about, you know, the back to school time as an adoption time. But at the same, then I thought about it. Well, you're getting back into a schedule and a routine, and you're probably more apt to be able to fit a new animal into your routine. You know what I mean?
Yes, because you are getting back into a routine. Because sometimes in the summertime, it's not quite as much of a routine. Not for my family, and I think that's safe to say for yours as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say we have zero routine.
I want to say the same for my family.
get me wrong. I mean, there's still some kind of a schedule, but it's about as flexible as possible. Like if you're school shopping, you know, we're not a wooden ruler. We're those rubbery rulers that you can pretty much bend in half.
Okay. So our schedule is that we make sure that we eat and we sleep.
Yeah.
That's about it. There's no certain time. It just kind of goes. And I'm okay with that because then if we want to do something, we can just go off and do something and we don't really plan.
It's not far-fetched at dinner time. Could be at 9 o'clock right. or 9:30 or, we totally forgot to eat. Probably like not that long ago. I was like, hey, guys, it's probably about time for bed. We got to start getting in the school routine. Well, we haven't eaten yet. Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to it. So, yeah. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. And and we stray off, but it's – and everything relates to it at work, too. You know, with summertime especially, you know, we're busy all the time at the shelter, and we have a lot of great people that come in or call. And so it's a little more hectic, and I have the ability to stay a little later and work on things, and you're trying to get caught up. And, you know, we just went through the whole – Wolfstock process and that, and it just seems like, you know, we're getting back to being caught up, and mm-hmm. we've been in the process of trying to get caught up with getting our animals fixed.
Okay.
And I say that as a schedule because, you know, when we're talking about schedules, we had our main vet and then our backup vet, both on vacation at the same time.
Oh.
And then we had a bunch of animals need fixed. So, for example, this week I'm getting 25 animals fixed this week.
Wow.
You know, so getting back to a steady routine is good, whether you're talking about your kids or your work life. So.
Well, and I wanted to share a story. I think that you'll like this. You said the back-to-school kitten idea thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my husband, when he was younger, mm-hmm. I want to say he would have been in, I hope I'm correct on this, fifth grade. And his mom went and adopted a dog specifically for my husband because he wanted a dog so bad. His brother had a cat. He didn't have an animal and he wanted one so bad and he wanted a dog. And it was to encourage him to do better and to get his homework and things done. It was like a reward, and it worked for him. He ended up being one of the top in his class when he was a senior. Yep. So sometimes it's something like that. If you can encourage your children by taking care of a pet,
well,
you know
yeah,
what I mean, as
yeah.
well, and that's what they want so bad and they're very into it, then why not?
Animals are a huge motivation factor for kids and even for older adults. Maybe you live by yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're both retired and you're at home. They keep you on your toes and they keep you young. I've seen huge changes in maybe people that don't get out much or things like that. And then they get an animal and kind of brightens up their life. And the kid thing too is a huge responsibility. We talk about the groups of kids that come in, whether it's from daycares or 4-H or Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, anything like that. And they come in and they see what needs to happen to take care of a pet. And, you know, that's a big thing. You can use a new pet as leverage in certain areas, and it gives them a sense of responsibility. You don't Right. run across too many people that didn't have a pet growing up.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And he grew up with Goldie. Goldie lived up mm-hmm. until he was an adult and out on his own. So he, of course, stayed at the homestead.
Yeah.
Goldie, stayed at the homestead. My husband didn't.
Yeah. So I think it's a good point to make, for our listeners, whether you are still in the middle of the family stage and you have kids growing up, or all the kids are grown, you're out of the house, maybe you got grandkids running around the house, or maybe it's just you and, you're looking for a companion.
Well, and I say fifth grade is a really good age to begin the responsibility of caring for a pet. I'm not saying any younger wouldn't. It just depends on the child. Some children are very responsible with that, but I wouldn't go to a certain age if you want them to be responsible for it.
It's kind of the same thing as when we talk about kids coming to volunteer at the shelter. Mm-hmm. When parents ask, well, how old do they need to be to come? And I have my response is, well, 15 is kind of the age limit they can come by themselves, but we do have some that are a little younger. It depends on how responsible they are, you know? So we have some kids that come out there 12 and 13 years old that, they're constantly like, hey, what else can I do? What else can I do? And it's great to see that. And it's really because you might not get that around the house from them. Because it's not, but that's back to the motivation factor for the animals. And they know they're doing something nice and something good. And the great thing I like about this, and this isn't to discourage volunteering, but a lot of our volunteers end up eventually adopting.
Okay. That is so ironic that you are saying this, because just within last week during one of the cheer practices, one of those families who do come out to volunteer adopted a puppy. I saw the puppy, and a friend of mine knows them, introduced us, and I said, is that one of the puppies from the Fairfield Area Humane Society? She said, yes. My daughter and I, she's 12, by the way, her daughter, and we go out and she volunteers every week.
Yep.
And we saw this one and they couldn't help but adopt.
I know who you're talking about.
You sure do. Yep.
Yep.
I bet you do.
They had to do some convincing with dad. Dodge. They're also, if we're talking about the same person, they're also a kitten foster, and we can talk about that when we come back from the break.
That sounds good. You're listening to the Humane Society News Show. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?